prospect of Iran with nukes terrify you? I mean, and I know there'd be huge costs, but a 5 to 7 day attack on the nuke facilities, if it delays a bomb by from 1 or 2 years to 8 or 10 years before they have a decent government, isn't that worth it?
No. At its worst. Loony trade-off, imagine. Look, right now, I think we could rob Pearl Smaller. You do that, and you put it off another 20 years. You want to be at war with all the Muslims out there forever?
I just think they're the only country who might actually give a nuke to a terrorist organization against us.
First place, it's a chance I'm willing to take. Second place, they won't kill us with one nuke. Number two, we can track a nuke back to a country from where it came from. These people know that. They're not going to give this stuff and have you retaliate against them. If we deterred the Soviet Union, you think we'd deter these pipsqueak powers? We've talked ourselves into hysteria.
Yeah, if we know where the nuclear material
comes from. How much do you know about nuclear weapons? Look, everybody's not going to die like Jonathan Schell says. It's going to be bad. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying it is not worth alienating the whole world and isolating yourself back in a little bundle. And you've now got the incentives so structured to cause proliferation that if we stay on this non-proliferation kick, if we bomb, good God, man, that tells everybody in the world, get a nuke. We won't bomb you if you've got a nuke. Why aren't we bombing Pakistan? Why aren't we bombing, why aren't we invading India? Look, why don't we tell the Israelis to put your demona on the table? You know, what I would do, I would go out there and say, look, if you don't want the Iranians to have nukes, then why don't you go to the Saudis and say, that proposal that you were talking about, which the Iranians voted back in 2000 of a nuclear-free region, we take it seriously.
What do you think of this going to really happen in Iraq? From the very beginning of the war, I sort of thought that it would lead to a catastrophic civil war, maybe lasting 10 years and killing a million people like Beirut. Can you detail how that might all play out?
Well, I think that's a pretty realistic view. I wouldn't rule out that kind of scenario. I think to have that, I can see different scenarios which lead to stability. I think the first thing to recognize and come to grips with, there won't be stability there without some sort of dictatorial system. We just don't have fragmented societies with such deep sectarian decisions and also ethnic divisions. There are also nice, stable, liberal systems. I don't know examples. Look at Canada, with just one ethnic group, with Peter's opinion. The idea that you're going to be able to do this in Iraq with Shiites and Sunnis, and also Kurds, whom you've just gassed in large numbers, kind of blows the mind. So that's the residue. I think it will have to be some sort of dictatorship who will have to have administrative capacity to do this, either a highly disciplined party or a military organization of some kind, because they're highly disciplined. They can be, but all times not. That's what leads you back. Where is Saddam when we need him? That would be one way to put things on top of it. But the problem is, I don't think the Sunnis, if things keep going the way they are going to be able to reclaim the power. Iran has told the Shiites, don't fight, do what the Americans tell you, the electoral process will put you in power. Meanwhile, we're arming you and helping you, building up your militias on the side. What the Sunni insurgency clearly is trying to do is provoke the civil war while we're still there, so they're not left to face these militias after we leave. And what are the Kurds doing? They're sitting up there saying, well, we'll play in this game, but I don't believe them. They'll get as much autonomy as they can in this deal, but then I think they will back out of that system as they see opportunities to do so. So I would not rule out an autonomous Kurdistan, an independent Kurdistan. The Kurds, Peshmerga, big problem I see up there is between the two factions in the north. They might fight, they fought before among themselves. But otherwise, the Al-Qaeda can't operate up there, and Iraq, the Shiites are not operating up there. So that'll be a stable little island. The people who I think will get hit worse, faster, if we leave are Al-Qaeda kings. They can't operate Kurdistan now. They can't operate in heavily Shiite areas. And the Sunnis only put up with them because they'll provide suicide bombs. And once they don't need those, I think they'll cut the Al-Qaeda people to pieces. Nobody in Iraq likes Al-Qaeda. It'll just be a matter of who can finally take power again. Let me just end by saying, I'm probably in a minority in saying that the organizational capacity of the Baptist remains sufficient to be a serious contestant against the Shiites. The Shiites may be developing this kind of capability, but clerics may or may not be able to be good organizers to get the troops out of the streets.
Why would Kurdistan, independent Kurdistan, be bad? Wouldn't that be good, 28, 30 million people?
I'm not saying it's bad. The only reason, let's forget about what's good or bad, it won't please Turkey. It won't please Iran. It won't please Syria. I find it hard from the universal view of the globe to say that that large an ethnic group, that the Kurds in Turkey and elsewhere, should not have a national territory. That's another issue. We've been on the side of not raising, not letting that issue surface. It would be changing things enormously and creating instability in Turkey, a NATO ally. By the way, if you follow Turkish internal politics, that used to be one of the strongest pro-U.S. regimes out there. Now, they are so unpopular. There's a movie called Metal Storm, which is about a war between the United States and Turkey with EU referees. There's another movie that's creating an equal kind of story. I mean, we've just gone from the top ranking to the bottom of the ranks of foreign powers and influence in Turkey. So, for us, the main thing I think we should have to meet